Hey, this is the Youth Sermon Preview for January 22nd, and my name is Paul Funchess, Pastor of Family Ministries, here with Josh Sturm. You all know him and love him well, and this is the time where we go over the sermon that he's going to give to your youth on Wednesday night. So, Josh, what do you have for the students tonight?
We have our last Proverbs sermon.
The last Proverbs ever. If you're in your last Proverbs, where are you coming from? What chapter, verse?
The last Proverbs.
So, okay, so Proverbs
31. Proverbs 31. Yeah, so we're actually, we had wanted to fit a dating sermon into the Proverbs series somewhere because that's obviously something on most of the older students' radar, at least, and a lot of the younger students too. So I was struggling to know where to fit it, and I just came to the last week, and I was like, well, the natural place to go to is the last chapter, I think, because Proverbs 31 is a fitting place to talk about dating, not in that it talks about dating per se, but it's a mom, a queen, really, talking to her son, who's a king, saying, this is the sort of woman you should marry. This is the excellent wife you should seek after. So obviously they didn't have the same dating rituals back then, but they did have the problem of who do I choose? What sort of person do I go after? So Proverbs 31 gives us, an excellent lady, the picture of a person who, is worthy to pursue and to marry, obviously in a very exalted form. None of us fully emulate what she is described as, but it's something to set our compass by, you know. It's like our true north. That's the direction we want to be going. It's towards a person like that. So for the guys, it's a lady that they should be keeping their eye out for, a person who's characterized by wisdom and characterized by, well, we'll work through it in a second. And then the girls, they need to become this sort of person. They need to pursue becoming a woman of character.
Like, that's, you know, when you say that, that's, it's interesting to think, you know, the person that you're attracted to says a lot about who you are.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's the simple, concise, you know, this applies not just to the ladies who are going to hear it, but also to the young men.
Yeah. And what you're attracted to.
Right.
Really says a lot about what you value.
Right.
So like a person, you know, the typical movies, they're attracted to, you know, external looks, humor, and wealth. Those are usually the three things. Now, the more wholesome movies obviously have character involved in there too. You're looking for a loving person, a nice person, or even the phrase, you know, somebody I want to spend the rest of my life with. And those, none of those things are bad. I mean, the Bible has all sorts of places that talk about the value of beauty and the value of people's humor, even like people being enjoyable people. So those aren't bad things. They're just, there's some primary things that, the culture misses. And the primary things are a person of character, a person who fears the Lord, who is wise, who does what is right, is just, provides for people selflessly. These are all the things that are described in Proverbs 31. So it's a helpful place to tune our focus.
Cool. So as parents, how would you like to, for parents to interact with this as they talk with their students about this chapter, maybe even about dating?
Yeah.
How can they approach this in a helpful way?
Well, I would think if you have, you know, maybe some of the seventh graders aren't quite there yet, but I would think anybody seventh grade and up for the most part has their eye on a person. You know, most of them are in that phase now where they're starting to see, you know, a girl or a guy at school that they're interested in, that they have a crush on, or however they want to phrase that. So if your student has one, has a crush, this is a really nice place to start talking about why they're attracted to that person, right?
Yeah.
What is valuable about that person that really attracts you to them? And the answers to that question are going to show a lot about the character of your student and what they're looking for in somebody else. So it's a revealing question, like we were just saying. It'll show value. It'll show where their heart is at. Now, there are some natural reasons to be attracted to somebody that are not bad. Again, we don't want to discourage people being attracted to people because they enjoy them or they think they're funny. But I think as parents and as leaders and mentors, we want to help students see the more enduring characteristics that we can be looking for in people. I think the verse in Proverbs 31:30 is kind of a good summary verse to bring up with your students if you want to just hone in on one verse. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So that obviously is applying directly to the woman in this case, but those are characteristics that Proverbs has held up as exemplar for men also. So we all, charm is deceitful, right? Our humor, our persuasive personalities, it's deceitful or can be deceitful. It doesn't necessarily show what's inside. Beauty is vain. It passes away. Not that it's unimportant, but it's just, it's vain. It'll pass. It goes away. But a woman or a person who fears the Lord is to be praised. That's the person to pursue. So I think just simply asking your student, who are you attracted to and why are you attracted to them, will probably bring up a conversation. If they're really guarded in that, you know them best. You can try to wiggle in. But I would think most of them have somebody that they have their eye on. And if they don't, an easy way to just ask it is, who are your friends attracted to and why? Because they have friends who definitely are attracted to people.
Yeah, you know, just even asking, I think you said this, but what type of person?
Right.
You don't have to give me a name necessarily.
Yeah, right.
What type of person? Is there someone that fits that description or closest? Who do you think fits that description closest in your group or in your friends or whatever? And, you know, just have that conversation. You know, what an opportunity to have a conversation, an ongoing conversation with your students. So.
Yep.
So thanks, Josh, for your prep and for your thought, for your care for the students. And we'll be praying for you as you teach and preach tonight from God's Word.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Parents, go disciple your kids. Peace.